Joining me here today on the big show this morning, let's welcome back Jess Moscolo. Hey, Jess.
Hello. How's it going?
Good, good. Been a moment. Happy January.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Are we still allowed to say that?
I don't know. Why not? It's, you know, 24 days in. It's still fresh, right? But when we're saying this in, you know, June or July, it might be a little outdated, right?
Yeah, then I don't know what you say. We'd have to come up with a new greeting, I guess.
Oh, I hear the dogs.
She's suggesting a new greeting. I don't like it.
So is that Blue or is that Nala barking in the background?
That's Blue. Usually if you can hear her, it's Blue.
Awesome. Yeah, so the last time we saw each other was last summer at the Boxcar Country Music Festival in St. John, New Brunswick, and you just got that brand new bull's head tattoo on your leg. And
oh, yeah.
You remember that? And when I first saw it, I thought it was like a fake tattoo. And then you said, Ian, look at the blood. That's real.
I can see why you thought it was fake because, A, who does that an hour before a show? And, B, it had the covering on it. So it probably looked like a little bit shiny because it wasn't healed because I literally got it an hour before the show.
Yeah. So any more tats since last summer?
I got one more. I don't remember if it was just before or just after that, but I got just a really tiny tattoo on my hand of a sketched kind of sunflower with my best friend when she came home.
Awesome.
But nothing else. I may have had that when I saw you. Like I said, it was either just before or just after. I can't remember.
Awesome. A little tattoo talk here this morning. So it's a new year, and you've got a brand new single to share with us here today. Yeah, it's called Life For Me. So tell us all about that, Jess.
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's been a year since I've had like brand new music out. Mm-hmm. So been taking the time and writing with new people and working with new people just to kind of try new things and, you know, get a fresh sound and try to incorporate some things that I haven't necessarily done in terms of the sound. And it was a lot of fun writing this one. I wrote this one with Jess Kane, Matt Morrissey, and Emily Reed. Mm-hmm. It was the very first time that the four of us had ever written together. So, I think there was a little bit of a magic in that. And, it was kind of like when we were writing the song, it happened really quickly. And I remember like finishing the song and sitting and looking around at each other being like, what? Just happened.
What did we just do here anyway? Is this another number one song or what, right?
I hope so. That's always part of the goal, I guess. But in terms of this one, I guess the bigger goal was just to get something that felt really authentically me, mm-hmm. without repeating what I've done too much.
Okay.
Which the more you release music, the harder that gets.
Yeah, so Life For Me, all about small town living and being away from the city, and I've been lucky enough to have a little sneak listen to it, so why don't we just play it for our listeners right now, okay?
Let's do it.
All right. How about introducing it for me here, Jess?
Sure. This is my brand new single. This is called Life For Me.
Joining us here today, Jess Moscoluk, celebrating her new song out here today, Life For Me. So along with new music to celebrate, what else do you have planned for 2025, Jess?
Well, I will have to tell you another time because we have some big plans, but haven't announced anything yet.
Okay.
So you'll be hearing about it soon, and it will be very exciting. Say that.
Oh, good. Okay. Exciting stuff. And any more tattoos like in 2025? Can we plan on any more surprise tats?
Probably. As you know, I haven't been planning them very well. I've just been acquiring them. So
hey.
It's hard to say.
Hey, it's Friday at 5. Let's go get a new tattoo. Yeah.
when you know, sometimes you get that itch.
So I've been lucky to see you perform Cheap Wine and Cigarettes live in concert a few times. So what's it like when you're up on stage there? Does it give you goosebumps when you see the fans belting back your song at the top of their lungs?
Yeah, you know what? This is a really hard question to answer. Mm-hmm. The easiest way is that it feels amazing.
Yeah.
But it's really unlike anything I've ever experienced before.
Yeah.
And so it makes it really hard to put a comparison on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool because, you know, this is a song that I thought I would get sick of singing at some point. And here we are 10 years later.
Wow.
10 years later. And I'm like more excited to sing it every time I get to, because I'm so thankful for what that song has done and what it has allowed me to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually it's the last song of our set. And mm-hmm. so it's kind of cool to like wrap things up, leave people feeling good. It's kind of reflective for me too. It's like, man, that was 10 years ago. Like, look how much we have done and how much life we have lived and how many experiences we have had the good fortune of putting under our hat. So mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe what that feels like. It's a unique feeling that really is all on its own.
So let's have a little listen, Jess, to Cheap Wine and Cigarettes live in concert here. Here we go. So being up there on stage, one of my most embarrassing fails on stage was introducing you back, I think it was 2021, and I did the big intro, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for Jess Moskaluke, and boom, I walked right into a microphone because I was kind of blinded by the lights up there on stage, right? Luckily, I didn't... This is before he came up on the stage. Luckily, I didn't lose any teeth or an eye. But just sharing that story, have you, Jess, ever had any embarrassing moments on stage that you'd like to share with us here?
Yes, and I will. But before I do, I want to tell you that I am learning right now in this moment that that happened. So it's probably not as embarrassing as you thought, because I was right there and somehow didn't notice that it happened. So
I like to cover things up.
Yeah. Yes, I have definitely had multiple embarrassing moments on stage, whether that's saying a name wrong or, I don't know, things like that, that you say something that didn't quite come across the way that you wanted it to or whatever. Many of those little ones. Mm-hmm. But one that is, I've fallen on stage twice.
Oh, no.
Once was like kind of cover upable. I don't think a lot of people knew that I fell. It looked like I kind of just like went down on my knees to like, you know, do some high fives and stuff to the people in the front row. But in that moment, I couldn't get up. I had actually torn all the ligaments. I didn't know it, but I'd torn all the ligaments in my ankle.
Oh, no, Jess.
Yeah, so that was a fun weekend. And the other time was on the Journey tour, and it was during the like finale song where me and Paul Brandt and the Hunter Brothers and High Valley are all sharing the stage together. Yeah. We did a really fun version of Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line, but it was like upbeat and energetic and we're all jumping around.
Cool.
And I had, this is when Curtis was still a part of High Valley. I was like jumping and I kind of took a few steps backward and I tripped over Curtis's pedal board and he felt so bad. That he like screamed at me because we're both wearing in-ears, so we can't hear each other unless we talk in the mic. So we were both speaking loudly and he kind of screamed, "Are you okay?" But he screamed it into my mic. So it was very embarrassing. And I hope somebody has that on camera.
You know, you got to write a book someday, right?
It might be long.
In conversation here today with Jess Moskaluke, and let's wrap things up here with a little hot fire with Jess. So, Jess, your favorite kind of potato chips?
I don't know if I have a favorite kind.
Yeah.
Is popcorn?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Why not? Yeah. You know what I do? I take some potato chips and I mix it in with popcorn. That's a nice little refreshing snack.
That would be good. I feel like if there's popcorn, I will always reach for it over potato chip.
Now, another hot fire question here. Instagram or Facebook, what's your fave?
Instagram.
The gram rules. Okay. Cooking or being cooked for?
Darn. That's really tough. Yeah. It depends on where I'm at in my life. Mm-hmm. If I've been on the road for a while, I want to be the one cooking because it's not something I I get to do. But if I've been home for a month or two and I'm sick of cooking and Clay won't tell me what he wants for supper, then I would rather someone else cook for me.
And is Clay a good cook? Is he a good chef?
He's getting better. He's a really, really good chef when he's doing like barbecue and smoking stuff.
Yeah.
But he's a rule follower. So when he reads a recipe, like if it calls for some obscure type of vinegar, I'm like, no, we'll just use the vinegar we have here. And he's like, no, I have to hunt for this kind of vinegar. So it's a process with this man.
No freestyling at all in the Clay kitchen. Yeah.
Zero. Yeah.
A couple more hot fire questions here. Pizza or Chinese food?
Ooh, I think maybe Chinese food.
And to use a fork or to use the sticks?
If the chopsticks are there, I will use them.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't give them to you.
I'm kind of like the first minute I'll try and then I'm out. I'm going to the fork. And finally, the last Jess Moskaluk hot fire question. This is my staple one. Your favorite NHL team, Jess?
The Edmonton Oilers.
Connor McDavid and company.
Got it.
Right on. Jess, so great to get caught up with you here. So good luck with the new music and the new tune just released here today, Life for Me. And make sure you say hi to Clay, Blue, and Nala for us. And
amazing.
Have yourself a great one, and we'll see you next time you're around town, okay?
You too. Thanks so much.
Take care.
And have a great day.
You too, Jess. Bye-bye.